The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Our Gemara tells us a fascinating chiddush that although a yachid, an individual person, when he davens, in order for his tefillah to be answered, he needs kavana, but a tzibur, a group of people who daven together, they do not need kavana. And even if they don't concentrate, they don't have kavana, the tefillah will be answered. So the first thing we have to discuss is what is the maila of tefillah b'tzibur. So the Mabit in Shara Tzila Perikin Aleph brings three reasons why Tzila B'tzibur is so chashuv. The first reason is based on the rule that Ein Davar Shebekedusha Pachas Me'asara, that you cannot have a Davar Shebekedusha with less than 10 people, and therefore if we want our davening to have a din of Kaddish, that Hashem comes down with His Kedusha, that can only happen if you have a minion. We have a tzibur of 10 people. The second reason that he brings is that Ein Adayma U'atim Ha'aisim Mitzvah, the Harbei Ha'aisim Mitzvah, that you cannot compare the efforts of a small group of people to those of a larger group. And he says the same way in Gashmius, we find that if you have a group who works together, they could accomplish much more than individuals. If you have three individuals who are working separately and have a group of three people, the group will accomplish far more than the three individuals. That's the concept of a group. A group accomplishes more, say in Yonei Gashmiyas and say in Yonei Ruchniyas. The third reason that he brings is that in order for a Yachid to have his tefillah answered, it has to be a good tefillah, a tefillah mechayna with the proper kavana, with the proper mindset, and therefore it's harder to get his tefillah to be answered. As opposed to a tzibur, even if an individual, one particular person, does not have such a good tefillah, he doesn't have such kavana, but since he's part of the group, and in this group you have those who are davening correctly, therefore his tefillah will be dragged along, and that is the maila of tefillah b'tzibur, that even though at times you let your guard down, you are not davening the way you should be, but since you're part of the group, you're part of the tzibur, your tefillah will be answered. On this, that our Gemara tells us that tefillah b'tzibur is answered even if you don't have kavana, where we see the Eger asks from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Beis Halacha Vav says that although tefillah is always effective, during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if a yachid individual will daven, he will do teshuva, his tefillah is answered miyad. But says the Rambam, that is talking about a yachid. But a rabbin, a tzibur that davens, even the entire year, as if they daven with Leiv Shalem, their tefillah is going to be answered right away, because even during the year, not just during the Asaras Yimei Tshuva, a tzibur that davens with complete kavana, with a Leiv Shalem, their tefillah is answered right away. Ask the Ketuvah Eger on his Agadis on the Rambam, that seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara says that a tzibur is always answered, even if you don't have kavana, as opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam says the entire year the tzibur is answered, but you need kavana, you need a Leiv Shalem. So how do we reconcile the Rambam with our Gemara? So the Ketuvah Eger brings two tirutim. The first tirut is that even though our Gemara says that a tzibur is answered even though you don't have kavana, that is only talking that at least you have one person davening properly. If you have one person who is davening correctly, then the tzibur is answered, even if the others don't have kavana. And the Rambam, when it says you need kavana, that's what he's referring to. If the tzibur, which means at least one person in the tzibur, has kavana, that is going to be good enough. The second teretz of the Rambam is that this that our Gemara tells us, you don't need kavana in order to be answered, is only talking about our teretz yimei teshuva. But during the rest of the year, you definitely would need kavana. And this is going to be a problem for those who thought that they have an easy way out. There are those among us who have difficulty davening with kavana. So from our Gemara would seem, you have a simple answer. You don't have kavana when you daven? No. Not that's a problem. Go daven with the tzibur. But says the Kideger, we see from the Rambam, according to the second teretz, that this, that you don't need kavana if you are davening with a tzibur, is only during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, not the rest of the year, which one could say is ironic, because during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, that is a time when most people do have kavana. It's, after all, it's just been Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Most people can find it in themselves to have kavana. But the problem is during the rest of the year, that's when they don't have kavana. So from our Gemara alone, it would have seemed that it would, you have a simple Eitzah just stabbing with a tzibur. But from the second teretz of the Kiva Eger, we see that's not so simple, because he's making a kimta of our Gemara, that this that our Gemara says you don't need kavana is only referring to the teretz yimei teshuva. Now it's interesting that the first teretz of the Kiva Eger, that he says that this that our Gemara says you don't need kavana if you're davening with a tzibur, is referring to a case we have at least one person davening. Perhaps this would be a makar, a source for the minhag among many people, especially chassidim, that they go, they want to daven with the Rebbe, especially the Shoyes Mei Teshuvah, they want to go daven with the Tzaddik. And the question is, what is the advantage? Granted, the Tzaddik, he is davening Gevaldik, he has a wonderful tefillah, but what does that have to do with you? But from Rabbi Kivager's first answer, it says that Al Gemara is referring to a case where you have at least one person davening, which means everybody else could be davening without kavana, but since they are part of the tzibur where there is a tzaddik who is davening correctly, still the tzibur will be answered. So then it makes a lot of sense why you would want to make sure that you daven in a tzibur that has a tzaddik, in order that your tzibur should be answered even if you are not having the proper kavana. The third teretz that is given to the Sira is the Avodas HaMelech, there on the Rambam. He wants to answer this problem that our Gemara seems to apply that you don't need kavana. The Rambam says you do. It's because our Gemara says that if you don't have kavana, it could be that your tefillah will be answered. The Sira might have tzuchusim, there might be other cheshbonos, but there's a possibility that your tefillah will be answered. The Rambam, what the Rambam says, that in order for a tzibur to have his tefillah answered, you need kavana, that's talking b'toras v'dandai, which means if you want to know with certainty, when will a tzibur's tefillah be answered for sure, that is when the tzibur has kavana. Al Gemara said, you don't need kavana. Al Gemara is talking about a case, sorry, Al Gemara is referring to the possibility that it might be answered, but not that it will for sure be answered. And that will be the answer, the third answer to the Rambam, that Al Gemara that implies you don't need kavana, that just means that it might be accepted. The Rambam who says you do is in order that you should know for sure that your tefillah is going to be listened to. And again, this is the klal that a tzibur doesn't need kavana, and even without kavana, it will be answered. And with this, the Tzemach Tzedek in his two Meluim Simeon Aleph answers a very interesting question. The halacha is that if you come to a Beis HaKnesses and you find that the minyan is already ahead, you come late. And if you will daven the entire Pesukei Zimra, you will miss Sira B'Tzibur. The halacha is that you skip Pesukim and Zimra and you daven with the minyan in order to get Sira B'Tzibur. As the Tzemach Tzedek. Why is that? We know there's a rule of Isaac for mitzvah, Patim and a mitzvah. That if right now you are doing a mitzvah, you have a chance to do a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah, kala, a small mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. Even if by doing that mitzvah, you will lose out the opportunity to do a larger mitzvah. And the Gemara brings the raya from those people who carried the arayin of Yosef HaTzadik out of Mitzrayim. They did so in order to get that mitzvah, even though they knew that by doing so they will become tamei, and therefore they will not be able to eat from the carbon Pesach. So why were they allowed to do it? Why were they allowed to be metamei themselves and thereby lose out the mitzvah of carbon Pesach? If carbon Pesach is a far larger mitzvah, so the Gemara says from here, we see Isaac for mitzvah, Patim in a mitzvah, that right now you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do the mitzvah, even if that will cause you to lose a mitzvah in the future. So as the Tzemach Tzedek, if you come to shul, right now you have a mitzvah to daven, the davening Keseder, the way the davening was written, why are you allowed to lose that mitzvah in order to gain the mitzvah of Tzila B'Tzibur? Right now there is no mitzvah of Tzila B'Tzibur, of davening from an essay with the Tzibur. That's only going to happen in the future. And right now you have a mitzvah to daven Keseder. So why don't we say, daven Keseder, and you're going to lose out Tzila B'Tzibur, but that, why does it make a difference? Right now you have to focus on the mitzvah at hand. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, based on a Shulchan Aruch Haram, that what is the reason that we skip Pesukei B'Zimah is because you have to understand why do we daven Pesukei B'Zimah in the first place. So he says, because you want to daven these tefillahs, the shiurot or tishbachos of Pesukei B'Zimah, in order to put you in the right mindset, in order that you should daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah, meaning Pesukei B'Zimra is a way to get you to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah. So says the Shulchan Aruch Rav Kavalzik, if the whole reason why you're davening Pesukei B'Zimra is in order to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah, why do we want you to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah? Because you want your tefillah to be accepted. But wait a second, Al Gemara tells us that tefillah B'Tzibur, even without Kavanah, is accepted. So therefore, of course you skip Pesukei B'Zimra. If you're not going to have Pesukei B'Zimra, how are you going to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah? Tara says you won't. And here it won't make a difference. Because even though you don't have Kavanah, if you're davening with the Tzibur, you don't need Kavanah. So therefore, Tzemach Tzedek, my question is not a question. Because the reason why you're davening, the reason why you're going to skip Pesukei B'Zimra, it's not because you'd rather do the larger mitzvah than the smaller mitzvah, but because since Pesukei B'Zimra is only a hachana, a way to get you to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah, in a case where you're going to miss out Tzila B'Tzibur, you could skip Pesukei B'Zimra, because it's better to get Tzila B'Tzibur, and you don't have Pesukei B'Zimra, which means you won't daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavanah. Answer is, we don't mind, because since our Gemara tells us Shmoneh Esrei without Kavanah, when davening with the Tzibur is still listened to, in a case where you're davening Tzila B'Tzibur, it wouldn't make sense to skip Pesukei B'Zimra. So again, for our Gemara, at least according to some Tzatzim, seems to tell us that Tzila B'Tzibur without Kavanah is still going to be answered. So a chavra of mine had a gewaldig ha'ara. There is a famous Reb Chaim that says there are two dinim in Kavanah. The first din is the pasuk pshat. Kavanah means pirus ha'milos. You have to know what you're saying. Concentrate on the meaning of the word. There is a second kavanah you have to have. That you're standing with lifnei ha'melech. You are standing before the king. Says Reb Chaim, this that we know there are times when you don't need kavanah. For example, the second half of Shmoneh Esrei, only the first bracha do you need kavanah. That means only the first bracha you have to concentrate on the meaning of the words. And the rest of Shemona Esrei, even if you don't have that kavana, granted it's not l'chatchila, but your tefillah is still going to be a tefillah. As opposed to the second kavana. The second kavana that you have to have in mind, that you're standing before the Melech Malchei HaMalachim, says Reb Chaim, that kavana you always need. Because if you don't have that kavana, your tefillah is not a davening. It's not a tefillah. Tefillah by definition means you are standing before Hashem. So if you don't realize that you're standing before Hashem, says Reb Chaim, your tefillah is not a tefillah. And therefore, even though there's a rule that only the first bracha has to be with kavana, that is only referring to the kavana of Pirush HaMilos, understanding the words, because the rest is when the Esrei, you can be yoyt even if you don't have that kavana, because once you hear that tefillah without understanding the Pirush HaMilos, it's still a tefillah. But if you don't have the second kavana, the kavana that you are standing before the Melech Malchei HaMalachim, says of Chaim, that's not called a tefillah, and therefore if any part of Shemona Esrei, you don't have that kavana, you're not going to be yaitzah. The question is, when our Gemara says, tefillah b'tzibur is answered even without kavana, which kavana is it referring to? So this Chaver wanted to say that it's pashtus only referring to the first one, because you could tell me that tefillah without kavana is still accepted. And therefore, your tefillah with the tzibur, even though you don't have kavana, it's accepted anyway. But according to Chaim, if you don't have the second kavana, if you don't have kavana that you're standing before Hashem, it's not called a tefillah. So granted, you're davening with a tzibur, but how could you say your tefillah is accepted if your tefillah is not a tefillah? So he wanted to say, and we have to know if this is true, that if a person would daven with a tzibur and not pay attention to the fact that he is standing in front of Hashem, in front of the Melech Malchei HaMalachim, it could be that he will not, his tefillah will not be accepted, and even though our Gemara says you don't need kavana, it's possible that that's only referring to the first type of kavana, but not to the second. Again, you have to know if it's really true. L'chaira, it makes sense, it's a logical thing to say, but then it comes out that our Gemara is not always nogeya, that even if you daven with tzibur, according to this, you will only be yaitzah if you are conscious, if you recognize the fact that you are standing before Hashem the entire time. Just want to end off with a very interesting shayla. There is somebody who davens in a particular shul, and he gets very disturbed. He can't have kavana in this shul. Now, we're not talking about a case where people are davening. There is Mufursim, B'Shem Victor Miller. He holds that it's usher to daven in the shul where they talk during davening. But that's not our case. We're referring to, let's say, example, a chassid, the shtibul, they daven out loud, that with a geschmack, and it happens to be this person is disturbed by everybody davening out loud, and he can't have kavana. So what's better? Should he daven the tzibur without kavana, or should he daven at home with kavana? So I saw, and Pesach wanted to say, that even if he will not daven with kavana in shul, he still should daven with the tzibur. And he said two reasons. Number one, because there are those person who say that nowadays we don't have kavana anyway. It's command impossible for someone to daven with kavana. And number two, because even if he's going to daven in shul without kavana, based on our Gemara says tefillah b'tzibur is accepted even without kavana. So therefore, what are you going to tell me? That I'm going to daven at home and lose the matter of tefillah b'tzibur. Why? Because I want to have kavana. Why do you want to have kavana? In order for your tefillah to be accepted. Well, daven in shul, and then for sure your tefillah will be accepted, even without kavana, and then you have the matter of tefillah b'tzibur, the right Am Hadis Melech. And therefore it would seem, la'lachul l'maisa, unless you ask your Rav, and who says in your particular instance, you should daven at home, but definitely the status quo should be that a person should daven in shul, should daven with a tzibur, because there, even if He doesn't have the perfect Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't have the 100% kavana that he would like. According to our Gemara, his tefila will be accepted. Now, according to the other Sadim we said earlier on in this year, it's not always so true. It's not partially that that's what our Gemara means. Because, as we said, maybe it's only talking about a Sesame Tshuva, other Kimsas. But the Maisa, the passage of the Gemara is that the Maila of davening tefila b'tzibur is that you don't have to have that perfect Shmoneh Esrei, that perfect tefila. Because as long as you're davening with the tzibur, you get dragged along with them, especially if you have people who are davening a Geshmak HaShemoneh Esrei with the proper kavanas, you could latch on to their tefillahs and have your tefillahs accepted even without the perfect kavana.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.